Now, security comes tops as issues of worry to some Ghanaians during this election season. Feedback after engaging in conversations with citizens randomly indicate that safety of their families is a priority on a daily basis, even as the election day closes in. Are there interventions to keep citizens at bay? Rebecca Ekmet takes a look at some of these interventions by security, civil society and other election partners in response to election security in next month's polls.
Some months back, electoral activity was suspended in some areas due to violence. These violence did not only interfere with the Electoral Commission's exercises, but some of them were targeted at officials of the commission. Following that, the Inspector General of Police, John Kudalo, in his wisdom, issued a directive to ensure that security is provided at all EC's offices, including those in the districts. Some have traced such violence activities to what is termed macho men or vigilantes belonging to Ghana's two dominant political parties, the NDC and the NPP. Realizing that the activities of these vigilantes are illegal, the police is providing all candidates with security. Also, to help mitigate the potential of electoral violence, the West African Network for Peace Building has established an early warning system at the offices of the National Peace Council, believing that there is more strength in numbers and synergy. Other forces have joined to form the National Election Security Task Force, which is responsible for coordinating efforts in providing election security. Currently, the task force is strategizing on how to reach out to the public with their plans. As their commitment to peace, political parties have also signed communiques, notably the Adal communique signed in May this year by 15 political parties who pledge not to resort to violence in resolving electoral disputes. Despite these interventions to ensure that Ghana is safe and secure during the presidential and parliamentary elections, some are worried that opposing parties could engage in violence and intimidation of supporters on election day. Besides, another peculiar concern for election security is inter-party violence.
The disqualification is out of their lack of seriousness towards the party.
As you may have heard, some factions of the PNC is calling for the head of some executives, party chairman Bernard Mona and secretary Atik Mohammed.
They don't work for the party, and that is why when this thing happened, we found the need to call the emerging citizen to tell them that they have to put stop to that or they have to resign peacefully.
The PNC faction says the men are to blame for their failure to organize the party, which led to the disqualification of their flag bearer, Dr. Edward Mahama, from next month's polls. With the agitations, the fallout could raise eyebrows for the security apparatus to perhaps raise their game in this regard to ensure that all citizens feel safe now and after the polls. Rebecca Ekpe, Radio Ghana, Accra.